And now, being recorded in front of a live studio audience of red shirts, it's the most random show on the internet. It's the Buzzkill Lives River City Comic Expo Preview Show. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the most random show on the internet, still a little hungover from Dallas. Welcome to TBK Live. And joining me, on, I guess back from Japan, is...
Yeah, I'm back from Japan, y'all.
Because your search for Godzilla ended up being like a pre-progressive boy and his search for his penis at summer camp.
Actually, no. No, it didn't. We actually found... we found evidence to believe that Godzilla is actually out there.
I call shenanigans.
I know you do, but it's true.
I have seen the people you hired. I know I'm calling shenanigans.
Hey, those guys are a good bunch of people.
It's you, a teddy bear, a fucking stuffed turtle, and a Stretch Armstrong doll from 1983.
Yes, that's true, and not to mention my Wonder Woman Build-A-Bear. So yeah,
and the Barbie doll.
I had a great team. And we're doing pretty well, so yeah.
Yeah, well.
Hey, he's out there. We'll find him.
Oh, shit. Joining me on the other end of the microphone this week is our normal co-host. Not being surrounded by Charlie's Angels. Dude, I already missed them. Look at your damn. You have the face for radio.
I quit.
It was a much prettier addition alive last time. I'm not going to lie.
Are you really going to sit there and insult me?
No, I'm just saying. Okay. It's the same. Wouldn't you like to do a show around three? Never mind. All right, joining me as always.
Yeah.
Wow, that's terrible. Joining me as always is the heroine to my speedy one, Mr. Chris Knight.
Hey, everyone out there. It's good to be back.
Hold on. Do I need to explain that reference for people who are like, did he just call him heroine?
Yeah,
I mean, do I need to explain?
We can explain that.
There's a cover of Green Arrow, Green Lantern crossover. Is that correct?
I think it's a crossover. I'm not sure it's a crossover, but I know that the cover itself is really iconic.
It's done by Neil Adams, who's going to be at River City Comic Expo.
Adams! Woo!
Don't forget to join it. Go to River City Comic Expo in Little Rock, Arkansas. That is going on this weekend, July 11th and 12th.
Oh, yeah.
There we go. See there? Yeah. See what I did?
Stop by the Odd Duck and let them pick you up with a watch, a timepiece. If you're a woman, if you're a lady looking for a new purse, they got them.
They've got some cool stuff.
Their purses are
amazing.
They really are.
We gave away a watch of theirs at Christmas. You can now actually see their inventory up close and personal at River City Comic Expo at Little Rock at the State House Convention Center. I mean, seriously, I need to get paid.
Yeah, tell them the TBK sent you.
We will be at the con as well. I think we're going to have squirrel cookies. I don't know. We've bit the heads off a few, so I'm not sure at this point. Nutsy will be joining us. Nashley is showing me a head of a squirrel. Okay, well.
Now, kids, we don't want you to be scared by the headless squirrels.
No. We will be joined by Nutsy. You can find us roaming around. Charlie, my angels will be there. I swear to God, that's what I'm calling them from now on. I introduced them as all the angels to my Bosley. Fuck, I don't remember their names because, shit, that television show is still a blur. Look, I was just sitting there with a pair of sweatpants with a boner.
Hey, if you're Charlie's Angels fans, you get it.
Yeah. I told Ashley she needs to go for the Farrah Fawcett hair. She just looked at me like, you're a dumbass. I can't get my hair to do that. Fuck you. Go over there and sit and be fat. Shit.
The funny thing is I could actually see her doing that, too. That's the scary part.
She probably looked at me and said, shut your whore mouth, but that's a whole nother day. Actually, because we have thumbs up in the kitchen. Like, hey!
God bless Ashley.
Oh, my God. We have an announcement to make later on in the show, and it is a big announcement and two great announcements. It's two big announcements going on. But back to it's the cover. Okay, let's do this.
Cover.
I feel like the General Lee running from the fucking Boss Hawk.
He'd never be that
Roscoe
good.
B. Goat Drain. just running away. Just taking off running and like going down every dirt road ever. And we're just doing that right now.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the rambling. So back to this cover. It is this iconic cover where Green Arrow's sidekick Speedy.
Great name, by the way.
Yeah, great name when you find out what he's doing. Is actually shooting up heroin on the cover.
Yeah, it's like I think Green Arrow is standing in the doorway and Speedy's got a tourniquet on his arm. Speedy's literally got a needle right.
No shit.
It is probably one of the most iconic covers, probably one of the harder covers to find.
Oh, yeah.
And probably one of the most unique I don't know, something you just don't see
anymore. I love that cover. I've seen the cover. I don't know if I actually want a copy of the comic itself.
The cover would just be...
The cover, if I can find just a poster of the cover, which is great, because it just seems morbid.
Yeah, really.
For me to go, hey, take a look at the picture of the dude popping the heroin needle.
And not only that, we're talking about Marvel.
No, we're talking about DC.
God, I'm an ass. God, I'm an idiot.
Okay, we have now revoked Chris's man card, or nerd card, for the rest of the... Mad card's already been gone. Fuck that. That thing's in the trash can in Sheboygan.
I can't believe I said that. I can't believe I said it.
It's okay.
No, it's not. Okay, look.
Apologize.
I will apologize. I apologize to every Green Arrow fan out there and every DC lover ever. I can't even believe I said that because...
Please send all your hate mail to Chris Knight at tvkmagazine.com.
Still love Wonder Woman. Anyway, but that cover is such a dark piece of comic history.
Oh, shit,
yeah. I mean, it's one of those that it's just, it's kind of like... It's right up there in some ways. If you think I'm wrong, please tell me. But in some ways, it's kind of like the Captain America kicking Hitler's ass cover.
Isn't that like the first cover of Cap, though, or is it number two?
It was either number
one or two. But yeah. It is the holy grail of comic books.
It really is. So, I mean,
it's very controversial.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. I mean,
the cover was amazing. Neil Adams did it. Neil Adams is going to be at River City Comic Expo. Neil Adams' work in general is phenomenal.
Oh, he's brilliant.
He has done a lot of stuff everywhere. Yeah, but that is, I feel like that might be the most iconic one Neil Adams has done.
I would say so, yes.
You know how I'm going to find out real quick?
Google it.
To the Google!
You know,
I love Neil Adams' work, yeah, too.
I do, too. I just, in the history of DC, I'm not sure there's a cover that really is as dark as that. I mean, I could be wrong.
Oh, did he do the Muhammad Ali Superman cover?
I don't know. He might have.
It did. He did. That's a badass cover. And very topical right now. The Superman versus Muhammad Ali cover that had all the DC characters and like celebrities in the crowd. And they're in the boxing ring.
I don't know if I've ever seen that cover.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if I've ever seen that cover. Doesn't mean it doesn't. But, man, we're, you know, I don't know.
Oh, jeez.
I bet it is incredible.
Oh, he did that famous Joker cover, too. Where Joker's holding the Batman ace card.
Oh, yeah.
On, like, that's a lot of posts.
Now,
yeah.
There's an iconic one, too. That was very iconic. A lot of people.
It is Green Lantern, Green Arrow.
It is Green Lantern, Green Arrow. Okay.
And on the cover, by the way, Green Arrow, who looks like a cross between the characters of Will Ferrell in, I can't think, Zoolander, God. Had sex with Robin Hood.
Oh, God.
And they had an illegitimate love baby. That's what Green Arrow looks like in the comic books at this time. Is like, my ward is a junkie. That's exactly what it says on the cover. Yeah.
God, that's great.
And then Green Lantern says, you always have all the answers, Green Arrow. Well, what's your answer to that? And Green Arrow goes, my ward is a junkie.
You know, it's really...
DC attacks the youth's greatest problem.
Hey, wait.
Drugs.
But here's something that's really interesting, though. Think about this for a minute. In the television series, guess who Speedy's played by?
Oh, God.
It's his fucking sister.
No shit.
It's his sister. In the first season of Arrow...
Oh, that's right. I've seen that,
yeah. They call him Speedy. They call her Speedy. And I didn't catch it until, like, the next episode. I was like, Speedy, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's Green Arrow's ward or you know, what... Oh, what are they? And the thing is I think they were going towards that drug thing with.
I feel
his,
like that is
sister.
The most iconic cover. It's one of the top 10 most iconic covers of all time. Has to be.
I would think so. I think it would be very sought out.
Neil Adams, very, very influential in the comic book world.
He's an incredible artist.
No, if you haven't seen really the Superman versus Muhammad Ali cover, you need to, because the cover itself is Superman and Muhammad Ali. It's a wraparound cover.
Right, right.
It's Superman and Muhammad Ali in a ring. And then in the crowd is like, you can see Batman, you can see Lex Luthor, you can see Jimmy Carter. There's like fucking celebrities everywhere.
Okay, so is this what number is that? Or is it?
It's just a one-off.
Or was it a poster they did?
No, it's a one-off.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
It's a collector's edition. I think it showed up on an episode of Comic Book Men. And it's not, I don't think it was very rare. I think it's one of those you can still find relatively.
Really?
And right now.
I would love to find
that son of a bitch is probably going to worth some money.
I'd love to find
Because Muhammad Ali is passing last week.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Muhammad
Ali. Greatest really quick, greatest boxer to ever live, hands down. Yeah, absolutely. There's no argument there. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, he may have lost the fight, but dear God.
He was one of those guys you do not want to climb to the ring with. He was awesome.
He was such a good talent in the ring.
He really was.
I think one of the most
– he was a good man.
Yeah. I'll tell you the most – like the biggest thing I remember of him. And God, this is going to tell me what type of person I am. He was the official ringside – I want to say bodyguard, but that's not the right word. Enforcer. Ringside Enforcer. WrestleMania 1 in the main event.
I've forgotten that.
Yes. Muhammad Ali is there. And then he did it. He was in the crowd for Halloween Havoc 94. Why I fucking remember this shit.
Because you're a wrestling fan.
No. And it's like, this is random crap. That I just remember, and then I remember him lighting the Olympic torch, or Olympic flame in 96 in Atlanta. Because, I mean, who else to pick other than Muhammad Ali? That's what I remember of Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Never really saw him. I think I've seen a couple of fights on ESPN Classic. But
I never saw him box.
Greatest of all time, hands down.
I never saw him box. I really didn't. But he's one of those guys, though. He's kind of hard not to look up to him. He's very iconic. And very – he was an all-around – in many ways, if you really could call him, he was an all-around superhero. I mean, he really was this guy who believed in people and he loved –
And he loved what he did. Probably one of the best talkers ever.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was fun to listen to him talk. It was fun to listen to him
speak. Float like a butterfly, sting like a bee.
Absolutely.
All right, so really quick, let's get this out of the way. Visit shop.spreadshirt.com/thebuzzkillmagazine. Buy one of our t-shirts for only $15 or $20. Wonderful t-shirts, all designed, mostly designed by me, a few designed by other people. Great shirts, great catalog. More shirts will be going up in the coming months, more or less probably around July 1st, because we have a lot of stuff going on in July. Holy balls. All right. And then Zazzle.com/cravinghumor for everything else. They have some amazing coffee mugs. Trust me, you're going to want to have one if you're a fan and a lover of the Java. Ooh, coffee. we talked about Mad TV the other day.
I love coffee.
I fucking love the coffee guy from
Mad TV.
Yeah,
he's awesome. Love that guy.
And don't forget patreon.com/TBKMag. Help us out so we can bring you more awesome Comic Cons. We can bring you more stuff going on the website. We're looking at expanding the website right now into making it one of the best things on the internet today. It's going to be right below cat videos and right up. Well, I want to shoot for just above cat videos and right below the weird borns. I feel like if we can get somewhere in between there, we're good.
That's great.
We're good.
Yeah.
I want to be writing fucking cat videos then. Hey, look, well, as long as we're better than Chewbacca Mom, we're fine.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Anything better than Chewbacca
Mom. Oh, really quick, I want to attack her.
No.
I talked about this on the show on the Charlie's Angels edition of Live. Do you know how much money she's made this year?
Way too much. I know that they're putting the kids through college and a scholarship or something like that.
So since the video came out, she has made $500,000.
Okay, my question is how? What am I missing here? How?
Because she apparently laughed into a fucking mask that smells like rubber. There is nobody that cannot tell me that when they were a kid, they put on one of those horrible masks that smelled like the inside of... I don't even know anything that's rubber anymore.
Something rubber.
Oh, okay. We all put on those masks that smell like the inside of a Stretch Armstrong's ass.
Yeah, there you go.
I know we have all done that.
Right. And the Gumby inside your Gumby costume.
Oh God, the Gumby costume. Yep, I swear to God, that fucker would have went up in flames if I would have just got close to an oven. Shit. I could have died as a kid with that damn Halloween costume. It's like I've never been high from a Halloween costume unless you count my first grade year when I'm dressed as Gumby. and I had a fucking pokey, like a stuffed pokey, and it was bad.
Awful. I never saw it, but it was awful.
But the Halloween costume, it was all rubber and plastic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
And it had that aroma about it, right?
God,
yeah. Every time.
That musk rubber smell. I had a Ghostbusters tent. that, like, it was, like, not a good tent, but it was, like...
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. The Ghostbuster play tents.
Yeah,
or
it was just, like, it was made with just, like, plastic tubing and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah.
When I put that fucker up, it smelt the same way.
Oh, how could you crawl into that? How could you crawl into something like that?
I tried to mac on girls in that tent.
Why?
I tried to mac on girls in that tent when I was, like... 18, 17, and 18.
Wait a minute. Okay, what the hell are you doing with a Ghostbusters tent at 18 or 19 years old?
I got the
Please
Ghostbusters
tent. I would like to know.
Okay, it was based off the cartoon series from the early 90s.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah,
I know which one you're talking about, yeah.
And in every so often, I found the tent one day going through my stuff.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, I'm going to set it up. And a girl came over, and I'm like, you want to get in my tent? I swear to God... She just looked at me and went, oh, really? Yeah, it's a Ghostbusters tent. How cool is this shit? It's fucking Ghostbusters.
So did she run the other way fast, or did she get in the tent?
She called her mom to pick her up. Shut up. Shut the hell up.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you have a Ghostbusters tent at the age of 18 or 19.
I was trying to be cool.
You were trying to be cool with a Ghostbusters tent.
Okay, that by Richard, no means Richard, could hold two teenagers.
Richard, as much as I love Ghostbusters, and I see where you're going with this, it's not a Ghostbusters tent you want, man. It's a Voltron tent. Let's be honest. Voltron gets the girls.
I should have just went with a Spider-Man tent.
Damn straight. That would have gotten you laid.
That would have gotten you laid. Spider-Man.
Instead of having restraining orders slapped against your ass.
Luckily, I'm not one of those. I do have a story about that at some point.
It is creepy, though, that you said, would you like to get in my tent? I mean, that's creepy.
Would you like to get into my tent?
Yeah, see, creepy. You don't say things like that. It's like saying, would you like to get into my van? Or...
Here in my car.
Yeah. Okay.
Get out of my dreams and into my car.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. So going back to Fan Expo Dallas. If you guys didn't listen to our last two shows before this, we hyped up some Fan Expo Dallas. And really quick, I've got to talk about day three. And for me, it was having the largest nerd boner ever. Now, this ends with me getting made fun of for an hour because I had a nerd boner. I got to meet Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes. And honestly...
Wait. Who are they?
No, oh, God.
I'm kidding. I know exactly who these guys are.
Kevin Smith news we will talk about in a minute.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yes. We do.
I will kick you in the dick if you ever say that again. Who are they again? Dick kick. Dick kick city, bitch. All right. All right, so... I heard a squeal in the background. I am so excited about that. She finally laughed at one of my jokes. It's a fucking great day in the office. So I got to meet Kevin Smith and Jason Mewes. And anyone who knows me, and anyone who's listened to the show knows I have a hard-on for Kevin Smith and Jason. I would go gay for Kevin Smith. Not going to lie.
That is a big revelation.
I would suck that fat man's dick until there's no tomorrow.
I really hope he's not listening to this.
I really hope he is listening to this. Like, so, hey, this fat guy from this podcast that I've never heard of fucking wants to suck my dick. Think I'm going to let him. Put him as an extra in Clerks 3. Woohoo.
Yeah, I got a part for you.
I got a part for you, cocksucker boy. Oh, my God.
I can't lie. I'd do the same. I would. I'd be like, hey, Kev, so, I'm here.
So I stood in line for hours at this point, and we were in a line with just hours. It felt like, because one, they were late, and that always seems to be the best thing ever with celebrities.
Yep.
So I got to make friends with, I ended up running into this dude who's wearing a Clerks hockey jersey and a Batman hat.
Yeah, man, how many times did you run into this guy, though? You told
like
me
35 more, times.
It's like he was following you.
Yeah, no, this dude was like.
Stalking you?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, we would run into each other like, hey, guy in the hockey jersey. Hey, squirrel dude. And that was pretty much what happened all day. Like, so we're standing in line together, and we're just like, hey, dude. And both of us were like, all right, well, we might as well start to get to know each other.
Richard made a friend.
I made a friend. We're tweeting each other on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Hashtag BFFFs. I mean, it was one of those moments, but we're in line, and I have never in my life, I have been in lines for a lot of shit. I've been in lines for like rides at theme parks. I've been in lines for tickets for concerts and wrestling events. I have never been in a line like this where behind me is this dude, or in front of me is this dude in a hockey jersey. Behind me is this couple dressed as Blunt Man and Chronic.
That's great.
Across from me is a Silent Bob clone. Down just a few people from me is Buddy Christ.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
I mean, I'm in this line where I'm like, I'm at home. Like, I'm at home. So I go in. I got to explain the squirrel story to Kevin Smith of why I carry the squirrel. So hopefully, you know, something.
So
comes
wait. Did Kevin cry? Because I know he can be an emotional human being.
No, he did
I've
not,
seen him. I've seen him be very emotional about things.
I got to tell Kevin Smith I got to tell Kevin Smith the squirrel story, and then got a picture with him, with Kevin Smith. Holding Nutsy.
You bet.
Which is almost the... It ranks up there with like the greatest things that ever happened in my life. I met my fiance, Kevin Smith hold my squirrel. It's pretty much 1-2 right now. There's no answer buts. She is looking at me with the death glare of Gondor. I mean, shit. it's 1A, 1B kind of thing at this point. But one of the nicest men... And nicest people you'll ever meet in your life. So if you ever get a chance to see him at a convention, fucking take the chance to meet him and Muse. Dear God, they are amazing. Amazing people.
I plan to.
They're great.
I plan to.
Also, if you're in the... Also from that day. So I've got some advice for you.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm up.
Hopefully, uh-huh. If we ever go to a convention where we overnight it.
Yeah.
Or overnight it more than once.
Okay.
Here's the lesson to be learned. Never buy mystery boxes when the back seat's full of people.
tell us this interesting.
We told the people on the last show that we bought these mystery boxes, and these mystery boxes were filled with
stuff.
Ashley's mom had Christy had a character from Game of Thrones, a Doctor Who phone case, and some other. Shit, right?
That's
shit.
Cool.
Like a,
that's
like
cool.
A set of cards from Downton Abbey.
Really?
Yeah, fucking.
That's okay.
That's
cool.
Random as shit.
That
too.
Is random for
Downton
for,
Abbey.
Downton Abbey. Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
We got that, and I was like, okay, that's pretty fucking sweet.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then Sharon got a Doctor Who one. Ashley and I got a Doctor Who one. We got the 8th Doctor Sonic, which looks like every Sonic before it.
Yeah.
And we also got the 10th Doctor Sonic.
That's
badass.
The 10th Doctor Sonic is cool.
But to just go along with that, because we got a lot of Sonic. We got a lot of cool sitting there. But on the way home.
Wait. Did anyone get the, War Doctors?
No.
Was there no one?
This no one in our like group that we, yeah, we're searching for that. I think that's probably our next purchase. And she wants the Vortex Manipulator.
That's cool. Very cool.
But okay, so these boxes are like 3 feet tall.
Okay.
And probably a good 12 to 18 inches wide. I mean, they're pretty good sized boxes.
Okay.
Now, her mom has a mystery box that looks like something out of a video game, but it's probably a foot by foot or 18 by 18.
That's okay. A big box, man.
It's a big box. So now the back seat has two people in it and three fucking mystery boxes, as well as like some lightsabers, your Barbie doll.
Ah, my Barbie doll.
Oh, God, just...
My Barbie doll's awesome. Wait, who got lightsabers?
Sharon did. She got three different lightsabers.
Really? What'd she get? I'm curious.
Oh, God. A green one, a red one, and a blue one.
Really? She got Jedi colors.
Yeah. Ooh. And both of them were small. There was one big one, two small ones.
That's cool.
But it was just like, oh, my God. Like, there's so much... Like, we were just... So we're all crammed in like clowns in a car.
One question.
Yes.
Doctor Who boxes, were they bigger on the outside or bigger on the inside?
Yes. Flat out. There was – okay, I wasn't expecting that much stuff in them. We opened it up. The first thing she pulled out is a fucking pillow.
A pillow?
A fucking pillow. It's a TARDIS pillow.
That's cool.
Like, this thing was absolutely huge.
That's cool.
And I'm like, that's kind of awesome. And then the screwdrivers and all of that. I'm just like, okay, this was worth it.
That's cool.
There was earbuds in there.
Really?
TARDIS earbuds.
That's
Sharon
cool.
Got Weeping Angel earbuds.
Ooh.
We got to... Okay, but that was again...
Yeah, again.
And then we're going to send an email to the dude who did those prints that we bought of the Doctor and Amy Pond with the Weeping Angel, and then the Last Supper picture, which I have to put on the site.
That's a very cool picture.
And the only reason we haven't got a chance to do that yet is because as soon as we're done with Dallas, we had to start planning for tomorrow at River City Comic Expo.
And that's going
to
be awesome.
And if you've ever planned for two cons back-to-back like that, you automatically know, shit.
Oh, yeah. We did this last year. I went to Dallas last year. And we went to Memphis, and you and I were talking about Memphis on the way back from Dallas. I mean, we were
so excited about Memphis. I think we talked about Little Rock on the way back from Dallas as well. And then when I remember from last year, though, it makes me go, oh God, I forgot how much this actually sucks to do two in a row. It just wears you out. Cause I edited 300 photos this week. And if you haven't checked out the Just Push Cosplay photos on the website, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
We got so much cool stuff from Dallas, but yeah, I'm gonna send an interview to the dude who did those prints because I got a one of a kind, just amazing print of the Last Supper nerd style.
That's cool.
But my personal favorite part is Chewbacca drawing Godzilla.
That's awesome.
I don't know what it is about that. And there's a Serenity poster in the background. I'm like, this is perfect.
You sent me a picture of it, and what I love is the RoboCop. The RoboCop. Oh, yeah. And I'm a RoboCop fan, so seeing that
it's so amazing because it's like cool. Goes from RoboCop to the Crow.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's one of the coolest pieces I think I've ever seen at a convention, hands down.
Speaking of the Crow, if you're a James Obar fan, he will also be at the Little Rock Expo.
7 o'clock tomorrow night. Yeah. If you're not going to the after party at Gassano's, because by the way, if you're in Little Rock, damn good pizza.
Yeah, I've never eaten there.
You're getting a chance. If you love Chicago deep dish style, hails to the yeah. They're also doing drink specials tomorrow night of superheroes, so I may partake in some liquor. Liquor? I hardly know her. I'm getting the middle finger. But no.
You deserve it.
Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock in Little Rock, they are showing the Crow.
That would be fun.
And also going on during the festival is the Little Rock Picture Show. So they're doing independent films from the Little Rock area all weekend. So you can take in screenings for movies from Little Rock.
Really?
Yeah, it's these filmmakers who submitted their films to the festival, and they're showing their pieces all weekend. You can go to RiverCityComicExpo.com to look up the schedule for those movies.
Oh, that's something.
I'm going to take in one.
I'd love to go to one.
I think I'm going to take in Sunday, but there's one that's like Frankenstein Motorcycle Riders, and I'm like, okay,
Frankenstein Motorcycle Riders?
Yeah, there's something about Frankenstein and motorcycles.
Oh, dude, I'm there.
On Sunday. I think one.
I'm a Frankenstein fan. Yeah,
it looks really cool, and I love the idea. There's also Pulp Arc. I don't remember. I think it's Pulp Arc. That also goes along. It's like all these authors and stuff that's going to be there. If you want to look at a guest list. And yeah, with the exception of Nichelle Nichols and the Buck Rogers group.
Oh, yeah. Buck Rogers.
Which I absolutely know nothing fucking about.
I know a lot about it.
I'm like, what the hell?
Dude, Buck Rogers is awesome. For those of you who are old, for those of you who are probably about my age, Buck Rogers was probably one of the coolest things you ever saw.
And by the way, for those of you who want to know how old Chris was, he's 110.
Seriously. Wow. No, I mean, Buck Rogers and Battlestar Galactica, real quick. You know, Battlestar Galactica was on one network.
I've seen Battlestar Galactica. I've seen the original run of that, but I don't think Buck Rogers was ever in the syndication when I was a kid.
Buck Rogers was the answer. I think Buck Rogers was on a different network, and it was the answer to Battlestar Galactica.
Which is nothing wrong with that.
No.
Not at all.
It's Gil Gerard. That's all I could say.
And if you have seen the show, they're going to – Gil Gerard
and the guy who played Twiki. And I can't remember the guy's name.
It's also going to be in Little Rock. I know. We'll look it up.
Yeah.
But there's a guest list out of this world for Little Rock. Yeah. I mean, for River City Comic Expo, we're talking like 4 pages of people.
And
this looks like – and honestly, if you're a fan of just artwork.
Oh, yeah.
This is the con to go to all year round for us. And last year, Ashley and I attended. We handed out fucking tie-dye squirrel cookies.
Went over well, didn't they?
Oh, my God. So we were the only – they didn't have food vendors last year, which I think they do this year. But last year they didn't have food vendors, so the only food people were eating was our fucking cookies, and we're like, oh, shit. Like all day we're like, oh, shit. And she's standing there like Little Red Riding Hood, and people thought she was cosplaying last year with like a polka dot skirt on, and I'm like – and Converse, and people are just coming up to you like, who are you supposed to be? You're really cute. I'm like, really?
That's great.
That's cool. Like, she thought she was cosplaying. But yeah, we gave away all the cookies last year. And hopefully this year we'll do it again. we've got cookies, and this year we're doing squirrel candy. That sounds really bad. We're doing candy. Squirrel candy for the nuts in you. That's what we're gonna be doing this year. We're gonna nuts.
God,
we're giving away squirrel candy with no nuts. All chocolate. I think. Is it all chocolate?
What?
She's just pissed at me right now. She's got that look on her face again, like she is going to eat my soul.
Well.
She is going to eat my soul.
My couch is always open.
Thank you. I appreciate that, good sir. Good sir, huzzah. I'm drinking beer. I'm going to say huzzah every time I drink it. Don't give me that look. I got that look again from her. She's trying not to giggle.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit more. All right. Let's move on. celebrity sex tapes.
Celebrity sex tapes.
Gawker is now has filed Chapter 11 bankruptcy. They are going completely out of business thanks to Hulk Hogan. He dropped the leg drop on Gawker.
And, you know, what's really sucks is my sex tape was going to be given to Gawker. I was going to actually do this, and I was thinking, if everybody else can do it and get famous, I'd like to do it too. But they sent me a letter saying they were going out, and I have to find someone else.
If you have not seen Chris Knight's sex tape, it's wonderful. It's him having sex with a replica of Wembley Fraggle.
That is not true.
It is. You are eating those dozers like crazy.
And by the way, the famous leather chair is also in that video.
Oh, my God. Who would have ever thought a sex tape and Wembley Fraggle would be in the same sentence? So, if you're in Little Rock, see us tomorrow. Can't wait for that con.
That's
going to
be awesome.
Okay, back to the story. Celebrity sex tapes. Have you seen the Hulk Hogan sex tape?
No, I have not. It's too much like a reality show. I really don't.
Do you remember that scene in No Holds Barred?
Okay.
Because I know you watched this with me.
I did.
I made this fucker sit through an old bar.
Great movie, by the way. I enjoyed
really?
I enjoyed watching it.
That movie is like average at best.
I would watch it again. I liked it.
What's
I
that
it was great.
Smell? Dookie. Shit. Okay. So there's this scene where Hulk Hogan and Sam, who's working for the bad guy,
yep,
at the rival television network, because, you know, that's how the wrestling world works. She's working, and Hulk Hogan's doing push-ups, like, in a thong. I don't know how else to explain this. And Hulk Hogan's doing push-ups on a thong, and she looks through the curtain and is like, take a picture, it'll last longer. He's still that's pretty much what the sex tape looked like. It looked like that scene from No Holds Barred without the bed breaking. Pretty much.
Oh, like, my God.
It was... And it's not that Heather Klim is attractive or anything, because I don't really care. Anyone who's married to Bubba the Love Sponge should never be brought up in the same sentence as attractive. If ever listened to Bubba the Love Sponge, what the fuck? It's a bad show, guys. Douche. We're just going to make enemies on this show, apparently.
Well, that's what we do.
But no, he has sex with her, and it's just awful. I mean, it's just pretty much him doing the push-ups on her. It's the worst sex tape ever. It's not as good as Screech, where he donkey punched the girl.
Really?
Dustin Diamond, at the end of his video, just like holds off and just donkey punches her.
Oh my God.
I just watched.
I can't even begin to laugh.
I figured,
I shouldn't even be laughing at that. That's not even funny.
I figured Screech was probably so pissed that Lisa wouldn't say yes to him for so long. He just took it out on some other random woman. Oh my God.
Oh my God. I never even.
No, that
wow,
video.
That, is that really.
That is a that really happens. Yes. Dustin Diamond donkey punches a girl as soon as that video is over. Just. Bam!
Is it sound bad that I'm going to look that mother up? I'm going to find that damn video.
Celebrity sex tapes have been going on for a while. I mean, the most famous one probably is Pamela Anderson.
That is the most famous one.
I've watched.
They started the trend.
Oh, fuck yeah!
It's a trend. I think.
Well, that's how Kim Kardashian's popular. She was banging Brandy's brother, Ray J.
I know.
And it's a terrible video.
Nobody.
Okay, so I have this horrible thing that, like, when I see a celebrity sex tape, the first thing out of my head is like, I gotta watch this shit. To the Google.
Well, I wonder who they get to direct. Oh, and I wonder how lighting and, you know, I mean, I'm sorry.
Okay, for any of you, can we please start a damn GoFundMe campaign to get Michael Bay to do a porn? I want a celebrity sex tape with Michael Bay as the director, because I want to see explosions.
Only if we can get James Cameron to do one.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, Cameron's got to do one. Cameron's got to do
it. Oh,
one.
No. I've seen James Avatar. Cameron no.
Oh, be a great sex tape. Oh, great sex tape.
Can it be James Cameron and Michael Bay doing it, too?
It would be artistic. It would be artistic.
Artistic and explosions.
Be,
and...
Seriously. Think about this for a minute. Okay, you got a couple having... You got two unknown actors. You got two actors.
This show took a turn.
Two actors and actresses having sex. Outside the window, you got explosions, and James Cameron's got somebody drawing it out. I mean, come on.
I would pay money to watch that.
Somewhere down the line, Bumblebee comes into it. I don't know.
That's a fucking Brazzers video now. That you added a fucking Transformer.
Yeah.
Shit. Okay, we have people listening at home going, what's Brazzers? Oh, God. I'm telling you. Shit.
Bumblebee and Jack Dawson show up.
Oh,
okay. Oh.
We had so much to talk about that just threw me the fuck off. It's like, oh, celebrity sex tapes. Here we go. Yay.
Oh, God.
Okay, so this past weekend, again, this weekend coming up, we're in Little Rock. Fuck. We're at River City Comic Expo. We're going to have Just Push Cosplay. We're going to talk about Comic Expo, I think, Monday or Sunday night when we get back, one of the two. We'll figure it out. It depends on how we feel.
Absolutely.
The con's over at 5 on Sunday. We'll be driving back from Little Rock. It's a two-hour drive. It's more or less of us going, huh. Because last year's fucking conversation that me and you had to a damn convention. No, it wasn't a convention. It was me and you going to Kapow.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Does Wookiees have dingleberries?
Do Wookiees? Yeah. This is no. As actually, was it Han Solo Bane's? Was it?
Oh yeah, no. It's if Chewbacca's got the ring, does he smell like wet dog? Because honestly, the answer to that question has got to be a resounding yes.
I would love to see a comic book panel with. I've been sitting thinking about this.
Let's ask Chewbacca mom about that.
I would love to see a comic book panel where you've got Chewbacca in one of those wind tubs and he's doing the back scratcher thing, and you've got Han Solo like. I mean, just. No, I'm sorry. Is that wrong? Am I wrong for saying that? Because, I mean, seriously.
Oh, God.
I think it'd be fun.
So I've just got this mental image of Harrison Ford in a shower cap naked with Chewbacca with a brush, and he's scrubbing Chewbacca, and Chewbacca's...
I'm sorry, Harrison.
And there's your mental image you'll not be able to get rid of forever, kids.
Right now, Harrison Ford is going to sleep and waking up with that very nightmare in his head.
Oh my god. So we got some new articles debuting on the website. Sharon Meets Pop Culture kind of seems like it's going to be a fun one, where she gets reintroduced to the world of pop culture. So I would stick around for that one. We had a conversation with her coming back from Dallas where she was talking about how she just does not understand Minecraft.
Really?
I'm with her.
I don't like Minecraft either.
I don't get the appeal of Minecraft. Like I have tried playing it, and I'm like, I know I'm have ADD at times. Like I have attention deficit. Ooh, squirrel. But that's what?
Minecraft is boring. I think it's all about boring.
I don't get it. Especially if you turn off like the bad guys, which I don't also get. I don't understand what they do. They're just there.
Well, I will tell you that a member of my family swears. I mean, she loves it so much.
Which I guess, you know, you can get the creative juices flowing.
But she's
with
artistic. She's so artistic. And I saw her do things in that video game.
Right.
They were just unreal.
And I try to build something and it looks like Helen Keller trying to draw with an Etch-a-Sketch.
That's exactly
it. It's pretty much how I am. It's just like, what the fuck am I doing? Why are they all blocks? This is dumb. Why are they all squares?
I can't get into Minecraft either.
So Sharon Meets Pop Culture. She's going to be discussing things that she just does not understand, but her kids love. And that's
awesome.
Going to be funny as hell at
I
times.
I'll read that.
Oh, God. I have come up with something.
Oh, please.
Something we've discussed on the way to Dallas. Really out there fan theories.
Okay.
And my first one that I came up with, like, we were sitting in the car, and I'm like, all right, so here's what happens. Luke gets his hand chopped off.
That happened.
And then all of a sudden, the doctor comes flying by.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah.
The doctor comes flying by in the TARDIS. Perfect timing. The hand drops in the TARDIS. The door is open. He's hanging out of it. The hand drops in the TARDIS.
Okay.
The TARDIS is flying.
Yeah.
And then it goes back into time again.
All right.
And it ends up at 221 Mockingbird Lane.
Are you talking about B. Baker Street?
No.
Mockingbird Lane?
Mockingbird Lane.
That's the Munsters.
That's the Addams Family.
No, the Addams Family. Oh!
Thing!
No, the Munsters were a Mockingbird Lane.
Was it the Munsters?
Munsters were Mockingbird Lane.
I get those confused all the time.
Munsters were
well,
Mockingbird Lane.
Well, it's going back to the Addams. It's a thing.
Okay, he goes back to Anakin. So
Luke Skywalker's hand becomes the thing. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So that I'm going to tell how it gets from point A to point B in the long way. You heard the small version. I'm going to tell the long version.
All right.
There's going to be a few of those coming up. So I'm going to open that up. That could be fun.
That will be fun. Absolutely.
And there's going to be some dumb ones. I can guarantee
it wouldn't be any fun if you didn't have some kind of
because it's fun to mesh
over the
fandoms.
Over the top. Sometimes you got to reach like that, man.
It's what makes a nerd. It makes what our nerd culture really
exactly.
fun.
Absolutely.
Because you know you hear these damn fan theories at conventions. Like, you hear them all the time. And
Absolutely.
By the way, anyone who can sit there and tell people that freaking George Clooney was the greatest Batman of all time, seriously, can do these fan theories.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I've not done that this year. I didn't end up in an argument in Dallas this year where it's like, oh, the best Batman.
See, this is why. Why do you lead people astray anyway? Why do you tell them that? Why do you even say George Clooney?
Because I want a nerd cult.
Don't you understand? Don't you understand that one of these days you're going to say that to the wrong group of people and they're going to lynch your ass?
It's gonna happen. The hell are they gonna do? Come after me with foam swords from Minecraft? Like, they're gonna be.
you're gonna get in the wrong group of crowd. You're gonna get in the wrong group of cosplayers. It's gonna be like the Bizarro World stuff. You are a dead man. Dead man.
You've not lived until you have a Princess Peach and a Mario chasing after you because you say that Koopa's the best character in that game. Koopa was misunderstood, damn it. Koopa was only trying to get rid of his loneliness. That's why he kidnapped Peach. I mean, crap. By the way, there's a fan theory about that where Toad did it.
That's no surprise.
That cracks my shit up.
I don't trust that little mushroom.
Because they're like,
the
you go into all these castles and you beat them, and then you end up, the only thing you see is a toad.
That's right.
And it's like, oh, maybe Toad did it, and Koopa's just kind of
the puppet?
Innocent. Yeah,
the puppet.
Innocent bystander. Puppet. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not even a puppet. Just was like, wrong place, wrong time.
Pull the strings.
Wrong place, wrong time. Wrong Koopa time. Wasn't even supposed to be there, and he just ended up in the wrong castle with the princess.
That's
fun as hell to me.
Very possible.
Oh my god! Mm-hmm. I remember playing the N64 version. I'm like, I'm never gonna find the princess.
That's like saying that Alfred is actually the real reason why everything happens around Batman. Bruce Wayne.
Because he is.
He's the one. He's the one who...
He is. I mean, flat out, he is.
He's the bad guy. He's the one who...
No shit.
That's what I'm saying. He's like...
Alfred's the dick.
Alfred's the leader of the bad guys. I mean, Alfred lives with Batman.
Yeah, and they all know it's Bruce Wayne,
too.
Every fucking bad guy knows it's Bruce Wayne. Oh, God. I never even thought about that. I could see that.
Alfred is
British.
Alfred orchestrates everything.
Yeah,
I know.
All bad guys are British.
All bad guys are British. Just ask Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, God. So, other things that happened this past... I have been editing photos. I have been just beat all week. So, we're doing this show, and yep. I can already tell you I'm tired now. And tomorrow is River City. You want to do a couple announcements before we get into a nerd debate?
Let's do a couple announcements.
All right. First of all, you guys have demanded this. And we haven't been around for a while because part of it is because I had part of my body taken out. Chris has had to make money on the side of the street corners.
That's
and
right.
That's how this works.
I had to reopen the glory hole. Wasn't fun.
Don't forget to visit Chris Knight's Chuck Wagon.
Okay. I changed the name. It's not the
Chuck Wagon. Oh, it's not the Cock Wagon?
No, it's not the Cock Wagon anymore.
Okay. Oh, well, now I'm just bummed.
Yeah, that's right. I know.
Chris is getting more cocks than Dyson. what's that look for? Ashley's looking at her phone like, I didn't even find that funny. I don't even know these guys are still doing the show. She's looking at me now.
Yeah.
You guys have demanded it, and we're going to bring it to you. From now on, we're going to try to do two shows a week.
Yep. We're going to try.
Now, there's no telling what could happen in between now and then. But we are going to try to do two shows a week. Coming up in the next few weeks, we're going to be doing some, finally, we're going to be getting around to our theme shows.
Definitely.
And joining us in those episodes, we're going to have some guests. We are still going to meet with the guy who's in charge of the Friendly Neighborhood Comic Expo in Paragould in July. And we're going to have that interview, I think, next week at some point.
That's awesome.
And we have a very special part of that. But also... And it is on their website right now. We will be doing a live edition of Live. That makes sense. A live edition of Live.
Do you know how contradictory that sounds?
I know. Live is going to be live. finally. I guess I'm going to call it Live Cubed. Live. But yeah, we're going to be doing a live show in Paragold. We're actually going to be playing a game as well. And it's a debut of a new game that no one has ever heard on this show. It is called Fandom Feud.
Sounds like a good idea.
It does.
He ran this idea past me already, and it just sounds like a lot of fun.
Ashley was the first person to ever hear it. As I was sitting in the car, I actually had this idea when I was washing my hair after an episode of Saved by the Bell.
Isn't it great how everything comes?
I'm telling you, the best ideas I can either come up with are in one of three places. It's either in the shower, I'm either going for a walk, or I'm on the shitter.
Seriously, man. Yeah.
There's just something about pooping and feeling better that just makes life just so great. Like, it's just like, and there goes my 4 pounds that I needed to lose for this week's high school reunion. Yes.
Wow. I was thinking more of the creativity part of it, but we'll go with that. Yeah.
Also, on top of that, like I said, we have new articles going up. Mm-hmm. Some of those episodes, we'll be joined by a few different hosts, because Chris is going to be back at trying to find Godzilla.
That's right. I'll leave again in early July.
He will be gone for a while.
Yes,
Brian.
I will. A while.
But we will be joined by two of the three Charlie's Angels occasionally throughout those four weeks. And she isn't even paying attention. But she will join us on a few shows. Ashley will join us. Sharon will join us. And whoever else. Jess may join us back. Emerson Braddock.
It's been a long time since we had Jess on the show. She's awesome.
And there's going to be a lot more. And who knows who's going to join us? And I've got some surprises lined up in that month, too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So you're going to be gone. We're going to try to make things kind of cool while you're gone.
I'm going to miss you guys. I'm going to miss it. I really am.
He will be back, though. Trust me.
I will.
Trust me. He'll be back, and it'll be just as
awesome as it was before.
Yeah. All right. Hey, also, anything else? Oh, nerd news. Let's do this real quick.
Nerd news.
Big nerd news from the Kevin Smith world, even though we just talked about him.
Yep.
You know they were making Mallrats 2.
Yep.
Okay, so something happened where Kevin Smith couldn't get the name or rights to Mallrats to make the film again. And I don't understand the whole story there, but the company wouldn't allow him to have the name unless the film studio produced it and whatever. No. Well, now Mallrats is going from a movie to a 10-part series. Fuck me running.
That's awesome.
I have got a nerd boner from this. Like, I'm super excited. Like, a 10-episode series, and especially if it's on Netflix, because at this point Netflix
is
killing
it. The question here is, do you think you'll fare better than Clerks the Anime Series, which was really good.
Underrated. If you haven't seen Clerks the Animated Series, let me tell you something. If you haven't seen Clerks the Animated Series, you're missing out on something truly special in the world
really
of
is.
Animation.
It really is. It was one of the best.
Why is Bear driving? Oh, my God. Bear is driving. Why is Bear driving?
It's Tom Cruise. You can handle the truth. One of my all-time favorite episodes is the episode where Randall's trying to get the lawyer to sue, and it's just one of my all-time favorite episodes.
You will sue the quick stop.
How can you sleep
and the
at
clerk,
night,
Randall? And the clerk Dante.
Oh wait, Randall, I wasn't here.
Oh my God, those are so great.
The clerks television series was probably one of the neatest television series ever. And it was fun. And when you get to DVD, it's even more fun because you get Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith introducing all of it.
Well, reprising Jay and Silent Bob.
But introducing
all the cartoons as pool boys for Jeff Anderson.
It is funny. It is wonderful.
Those six episodes, honest to God, are some of the best television. And I will say that first episode is so good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the first episode is hilarious. So the one where they get locked in the locker, the freezer,
and then the burn ward.
And, oh, it was awesome.
Other burn ward.
And Alec Baldwin is well played, Cubs. Well played.
I use in everyday speech.
It's just great. Why are we walking like this? It's probably one of the. It's a fun show to watch. So the question here is. Do you think it will fare better than the animated series?
Right now, if Clerks the Animated Series would have came at this point if Clerks the Animated Series had not have come on in 2000, on ABC and actually was part of a streaming service now, that show would have been a cult classic in under a minute.
I agree with that.
That show would have had more than one season, hands down. And that's kind of what I feel.
Now, every once in a while, it plays on Adult Swim.
I will say this. This opens up a door for something. He's opening Pandora's box.
True.
because if this is so good, unless you have like a definitive ending,
right,
to Mallrats, you are opening up Pandora's box. And Pandora's box means you could have another fucking episode. You could have another season of Mallrats. Not saying that's a bad thing.
No, it'd be awesome.
But how... This is kind of to me right now, and it makes me a little nervous, as much as I love Mallrats, and I think this is going to be fantastic. There is one issue with this.
What is?
And that is the Arrested Development Season 4 issue.
Oh.
Where you get the core players of the story in every episode, but you don't get everybody in every episode.
Breaking it up, you mean breaking up the cast?
Yeah, and I don't, and I like season four. Don't get me wrong, because Cinco del Cuatro is fucking hilarious.
Season four is awesome.
Season four has its moments, especially when
it's one of the best. I love it. I really do.
George Bluth is.
The thing about it is you know how I mean another thing that and God forbid, because I know you'll shoot me after I say this. You know, the Mallrats is it's an older movie now.
But it's 1986.
It's an iconic film.
That movie is 20 years old now.
It's 20 years old. I mean, how I knowing Kevin Smith, he'll figure it out. But I mean, how relevant is it at this point?
I think it is. I think this is. I think the fact that you're going to have the original cast where you got Brody, which by the way, at this point, Brody's got his own comic book store.
That's right. He does. In the series,
I think, or does Banky? No, Brody has the comic book store.
Brody has the comic book store.
That happens in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, I believe.
Silent Bob Strikes Back. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with TS.
No one knows what's going on with TS. He didn't show up in Jay and Silent Bob's.
He only showed up in Mallrats. I mean, he's talked about in Clerks.
Right.
Outside that, I mean, are we going to get Shannon Doherty supposed to be back?
I don't know. I'm sure you said.
No, whole, she is. I think
she's
she is.
Back.
I know Stan Lee's going to be part of it.
Yep.
God bless him.
Yeah, absolutely.
By the way, Ashley, and Kristen and Sharon got to see a Stan Lee panel in Dallas on the third day.
Yeah.
And got to walk in on him singing the Spider-Man theme.
That's cool as hell.
So that's great.
So, I mean, the question is when you watch Mallrats and then you think about this new sequel that's coming out, and of course, Clerks 2 was awesome. I mean, it was awesome. It was such a – you know, you had Clerks, and then all these years go by, and then Clerks 2.
Which was so great.
And it was a great movie. It was fun. It was really a wonderful film. So the magic that Kevin Smith – and I'm not – and take it from me, I am not questioning Kevin Smith's writing
ability.
I like
the idea of this being a TV series, because I think out of all the movies that Kevin Smith has done – the one that could translate best to a television series is Mallrats.
I will not disagree with that.
Because I don't think Clerks could. I don't think at all Clerks could translate to it. And I mean, the animated series is one thing, but like actually taking the core story from the movie, and putting it into television form, I think would be really difficult.
I agree with that.
Maybe Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, but
because
you could do a TV show based around those two.
You
easily.
Really could. You could, but.
I mean, you would have Kevin Smith delivering one line an episode. I mean,
yeah, that would,
it's on you, Muse.
Actually, if you want to know the truth, if they did that, I can see Kevin Smith. I can see Silent Bob uttering or having one line
at
the
end,
one line at the season.
The one line the whole season, like episode 12. It's like the season finale all the way. You're down to the last 2 minutes.
And that's how you know. That's how you know the season.
There's a lot of girls in this world, but a lot of them won't make you lasagna.
I mean, that's how you would know that the season was ending right there.
Yeah, it's
that one line, and you're like, oh God, there's not one after this.
Shit.
Until next year, whenever it's going to happen.
But that's the thing. I think with Mallrats being a TV series, I think it's going to go over okay. I think it's going to be different. It really depends on where it goes.
Right. That's,
and I
that's
think
what
it's
going to
probably. I think more or less it's going to Netflix. I don't see.
No, I don't see anyone else picking it up. Maybe Hulu. But Netflix is a definite. Netflix is a definite choice. It's a good choice. Look at all the shows that have been.
The only other one that makes sense is Prime. It's either going to Prime or Netflix, because I think those are the two. And not anything against Hulu, but I mean, I guess it could make AMC. I guess it could be on AMC because it is show. They are showing fucking Comic Book Men.
Yes, they are, and that would make sense.
Because I mean, it does kind of, but that means the show would have to be an hour. There is no ifs, ands, or buts of making Mallrats 22 minutes long.
I agree.
You
with
just
that.
Cannot do that no, on I AMC. Agree. I feel like any show. By the way, my favorite AMC show ever is Small Town Security. God dang. I really wish that show was still somewhere to be found. I don't know if it's on Netflix anymore or not, but that show is bad, and it's so bad, it's great.
talking about random.
Yeah, well, spicy meatball.
Kevin Smith. I am not taking away from Kevin Smith at all. He's a great director, a hell of a storyteller, a guy who really, really, if you want to know the truth, he's about the only person that director that I really know about him, about pulling himself up and doing this kind of thing. What he did to get Clerks off the ground.
$27,000 in debt. Right, yeah, out of the gate.
Yeah.
I think the reason, and one of the reasons why, I never got to the story of why I got made fun of.
All right, why?
So see, I brought it full circle, everybody. I brought it all the way back from minute 4 to minute 60. You cannot get this anywhere else. We're like the fucking Walking Dead now.
That's
we got you hooked in the first 4 minutes, and oh my God, we're going to bring it around in like the last 10. Okay.
Oh God, here we go.
Okay, so after I meet them, I get this moment of I don't get starstruck.
Right.
You know this.
Yeah, I know.
I have met wrestlers that I have been a huge fan of. I have met celebrities. I mean, last year I got to sit next to Adam West.
Yeah.
It's like, thank you, kind citizen. Still, to this day, we'll never forget that. And never shook.
Yeah.
Okay. So as soon as I get done with Jay and Silent Bob, and I'm leaving the thing, and you know, they're like, they do all the things where you get thanked and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm walking back to go see Jay and Silent Bob get old, and I'm getting ready to join the Charlie's Angels in line. And I'm standing there. I shit you not, man, for a good probably 40 minutes after meeting them, I am shaking like someone having a withdrawn heroin.
You're talking about that after effect where it hits you. You're like, it's like when somebody says, do you know who you're talking to? Yeah, I know who I'm talking to. It's like, give it a second. And then, boom. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's like,
Pretty much, I fangirled so hard that I probably pooed a little.
Exactly.
I don't understand. Like, I'd never have been that way in my life with anybody.
But
it's different because it's Jay and it's Kevin Smith. Because one of the reasons I look up to him is because he does this show with his friends. He did all of this with people he knows. Yeah.
That's exactly what he did.
I respect that a lot because it's like these are the people who he trusted.
Yep.
Not to say this was going to be great. He didn't know that.
Nope.
And when it took off, it's just like, oh my God, it took off. That's what's great to me. That's why I love him. And I mean, he threw his balls against the wall and they stuck.
And the thing about him is his tenacity. He never let anything. I mean, not only that, he kept his I don't know, what would you say, his creative morals or whatever. I mean,
very creative person. I mean, he's doing so many podcasts now.
But look at some of the things he was asked to do. And he didn't do them.
The fucking spider story.
I
love the spider story.
He wanted to pin the Superman script, but when they said put a spider in it, he was like, no. And
I think it's
no.
An Evening with Kevin Smith 1. If you find that, buy it. Because he tells the story of pinning Superman, and all of a sudden they want Superman to fight a giant fucking spider, and it ends up that spider ends up in Wild West.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's a funny story, and just from top to bottom.
And Wild West was a terrible movie, so you know.
I have a story about that movie that just pisses me off to this day. I still have never seen that movie.
Don't waste.
No, there's a reason I've never seen that movie. I was promised as a kid by a certain person, and I'm not going to say who, because you know they might tell them if they listen to the show.
Right.
That they were going to take me to this movie. They were going to take me to a movie, and they asked me to pick a movie. I'm like, I don't know when this came out. I was probably 10 or 11, maybe 12 at the latest. And I wanted to see Wild Wild West. That's the movie I picked.
Right.
And they never took me. So I never wanted to. And Ashley just got like this massive pouty face like, oh, that's sad. That's fucking sad.
It is sad.
And I never got to see that movie. So in my anger, I'm like, I'm never fucking watching that movie again. Nor another Will Smith movie, because fuck him. And then all of a sudden I watched Men in Black 2. So,
you saw Independence Day, you know you did.
Huh?
You saw Independence Day, you know you did.
No.
Never saw Independence
Day? Well, I've seen it, but I wasn't a fan.
Really?
Yeah.
But you saw it.
Yeah. I didn't see it in theater.
Doesn't make you a fan, but you saw the movie. Yeah. And you know, you didn't see it in the theater, but you saw it.
Because I kind of got tired of his July 4th run of movies.
No shit. No kidding.
It isn't July 4th unless there's a fucking Will Smith movie. Where he defeats aliens.
All right,
guys. We are now going to do the one thing that we love to do every show. It's now time for a debate between two people. who will never see the sun because they're too busy reading comic books. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the...
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
I am your father.
I don't care if this is recording. The Bears! Shiva! I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says shenanigans.
Hey! What is going on here?
It's the Nerd Debate. I fucking love that intro.
That is a great intro.
By the way.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get the hate mail sent to Ashley because she got love on the last episode. Oh, random shit. Random shit from the last episode, by the way. I get a tweet sent to the Facebook or sent to the magazine page, and somebody telling me that one of Charlie's Angels has a sexy voice.
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
And they never said who.
Really?
So now I was like, great, you're going to cause a fight between Charlie's Angels. So, like, this is what I want. I want to see a battle between the three of them. She's like, it's all me. So we're listening to the show, and, like, Ashley's voice comes across, and we're like, Ashley sounds like she's trying to seduce you on a phone sex line. And I'm cracking up, but I get this tweet sent to me, and I'm going, oh, God. I don't know how to handle this at the moment because, I mean, honestly. So I figure at some point in July we'll have them fight to the death live on the show.
Cool.
I'm kidding.
As long as we have the Star Trek music behind this, Spock and Kirk music.
Can I have Sulu going, oh my, the whole time?
Oh, my.
But, I got that sent to me, so that was fun.
That's always fun.
Yeah, I got that. I was like, oh, I got to tell that. But the reason I say this, so in the Nerd Debate, you heard I think it's Grady. No, Grady's the Spurberry captain. The captain from Super Troopers.
Yeah, yeah.
Go, I pissed with the next guy that says shenanigans. You can now send your hate mail to Ashley at tbkmagazine.com because she hates Super Troopers.
And you just had to get it in there tonight. You just had to put that in there tonight.
Wait, here she comes. She is marching in here.
Say goodbye to your penis because that's it, man. You're done. I'm going to get out of the way now because, you know.
She is saying that she hasn't seen that movie in 8 years. You know what movie she probably has seen in 8 years over and over and over again?
Hulk Hogan's sex tape.
No holds for Mr. Nanny. I fucking love Mr. Nanny. That was my shit, yo. Suburban Commando. That was my shit, yo.
That's all right. We're going to get her to watch Caligula. I'll make up for everything.
She's like, I'm not that old, but you still hate Super Troopers. That's like hating on a nice juicy steak. That's like hating on what are you giving me that look for? That's she's just like, I'm done with you.
What's one movie I've told you that I absolutely just I hated that I could,
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Who Framed Roger Rabbit? I hate that movie.
Your hate mail to Chris Dye at TVKMagazine.com.
I hate that movie. But I saw it when I was a kid, and I never got into it. Just never got into it. So wait. If I went back and watched it today, there's a very good possibility I might actually enjoy the film. It is possible that if Ashley watched Super Troopers, again, right now, at the age she is, she might actually enjoy it.
Do you boys like Mexico? by the time she is on the next episode.
It's a quotable film.
It is very quotable. I think it's probably one of the top three most quotable comedies of all time.
This is one reason why I went on a Miata.
Womp, womp. Womp, womp. Rabbit, any other day. I'd be telling you to do it and get on the saddle, but today, that car is hot. Who wants a mustache ride? I do.
God.
So, by the next time Ashley's on the show, which should be sometime next week, maybe, or whatever, we are going to make her watch Super Troopers to see how she feels about the movie.
Now.
And we are going to ask her, as an adult, we're going to ask her right afterwards, right meow, if she likes the movie or not. And guys, better have that hate mail keyed up on that keyboard because damn it.
And if she is willing to, I'll make a deal. If she is willing to watch Super Troopers.
You owe me Who Framed Roger Rabbit
I will watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Because I already made a deal with you. You made me sit through dick cycles.
I know. I will watch Who Framed Robert Wyatt.
Look, anyone who makes you sit through fucking Caligula, who...
I didn't make you sit through...
No, you were like, let's watch Caligula, and then I go have dinner with her grandparents. I mean, shit. It's dick cycles.
Greatest story ever.
And I told that on the show, too. It's just like dick cycles and cum baths. And it's like, hi, Ashley's grandparents. All I see is just this dude riding a dick bike getting boned in my head. And I'm like, how do I eat this steak? Like, everything started looking phallic after a while. It's like, oh, God. To quote George Takei, oh, my. So now, by the way, and the guys, someone told me I need to watch a Serbian film.
Yes, you do.
And it's supposed to be the most grotesque movie ever.
It really is.
I saw a reaction video with it this week, and I was like...
It's a hard movie to watch.
So I might try to do that before the next episode. Not the one for River City, but the one after that. I will try to sit down and watch that and give you my reaction.
Ooh.
Yeah.
We'll watch it. I'll watch it with you. I won't let you go through that. I won't let you go through that.
You know what we could do is just reaction on the show live and have it playing in the background like we did with the fucking the Christmas special for Star Wars.
You know what? I'm in.
We might do a Serbian film show in a couple of weeks. So
I'm in.
Before you head off to fight. Okay, so let's do the nerd debates.
Okay,
we've strived off topic.
We really have. You know what?
This is a Comic-Con episode.
Random episode.
We are random at the moment. We are probably all running on fumes.
We are. I'm trying not to yawn.
It's like we're running on fumes and steak. I mean, that's pretty much. Chris is running on a burger that was bigger than his head.
Oh my God! Let me tell you something. let me tell you something. You want a story about a burger?
Go for the burger.
Right. I'm gonna tell you. All right, tonight I'm here at the apartment. My friend Richard is like, hey, we're gonna go eat at.
Ruby
Tuesdays. We're gonna go eat at Ruby Tuesdays.
You think I'm gonna eat at Chili's if I'm not in an airport? Hell no. Okay.
We're going to Ruby Tuesdays to eat. Can I bring you something back to eat? Yeah, sure. Sounds great, Richard. That'd be wonderful. Just a burger. I want a good burger.
Bring me a burger.
Bring me a cheeseburger. A good
burger. You sounded like Richard Nixon. You gotta ask,
bring me a burger.
Or Boss Nass. And bring me a burger. You stop bringing me a burger. So he brings back a burger. He brings a burger back. Not just a burger.
This I will is pay not you Tuesday a, for a burger today.
This is not just a burger. This is their Colossal Burger.
So
this
if you've never seen the ads for Ruby Tuesday's Colossal Burger, I'm a dick.
Oh, son.
Okay, so let's go back. Everyone knows, a lot of people who just started listening to the show, Chris had
gastric bypass. One bypass was gastric sleeve. I had gastric sleeve. There's a difference.
So Chris can't eat.
No, I can't.
So me being the asshole that I am.
Jerk.
He wants a burger.
Right.
I'm going to get him the biggest burger I can fucking find.
So Dick gets me the Colossal Burger. Colossal Burger. Guys, this is a patty. This is a bun. Let me tell you how this is. It's a bun.
It's a good looking Big Mac is what it is.
A burger. A big burger. A bun. Burger. Lettuce. Tomato. Sounds like something would be pretty easy to eat, right? No, you have to unhinge your goddamn jaw like a snake just to get it in there, just to get it in your mouth.
I'll take things I've never heard from Chris for 400, Alex.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as you all know that I have come out on the website that I am gay. Let me tell you right now, I have had...
You've never had that much meat
I've never had that much meat in my mouth. I've had some really big, huge, thick cocks, but this son of a bitch and burger was like... I mean, I couldn't even figure out. I was trying to figure out how just to get it in. No pun intended.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say right now. What do I do? Time? She's like, look, I know you guys don't have anybody to tell you to wrap it up. Like at this point, hold on. What the hell do I even play? What the hell? I'm just, there it is. You get two of those.
Although it was a really, really good burger, I could still kick him in this nutsack for bringing it to me. Yeah. Yeah, so there, yeah.
All right, so let's do the nerd debate.
Nerd debate, yes.
All right, first of all, let's go with our first topic. Dear God.
Yeah, this is good. This is good.
All right, so do you think Luke Skywalker was the biggest puss bag in his school? So do you think he was the bully or the bully?
I would have to say that he was probably the one that got pushed into the locker a lot. Come on, this guy. Okay, look, if it hadn't been for the stormtroopers killing Aunt Beru and Uncle Owen, you know where he'd be right now? In the fucking basement looking up pictures of Leia Organa. That's what he would be doing. He'd be looking for naked pictures of the slave girl that Jabba the Hutt had. This is what we're talking about
while
here.
While he was playing with his C-3PO.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. Yes, this is how bad it is. Luke Skywalker, for all the adventuring he wanted to do, was no more this guy who wanted to sit downstairs in his basement, drink blue milk all day, and watch movies. That's all he wants to do. He wanted to reach for the stars.
So technically, Luke Skywalker and you live the same life.
Basically, yeah.
Luke Skywalker put the word boost in the word boost. I mean, there's just...
The only reason why he left Tatooine... The only reason why he left the only reason why he left Tatooine with Obi-Wan Kenobi was because his uncle and his aunt were killed. That's the only reason why. So think about this for a minute.
So Chris is playing Battlefront earlier while this discussion's happening. He's playing Battlefront on my PS4, and I'm like, Star Wars, A New Hope, a.k.a. Diary of a Wimpy Kid. It's the truth. I mean, Luke Skywalker is just the biggest puss ever. I mean, he just doesn't even come across as someone who has any sort of strength at all until he meets Yoda.
I mean, Obi-Wan Kenobi hands him a lightsaber. The first thing he does is this number. He's just right in his eyeballs. Like, what the hell is this? Don't hit the switch there, buddy. What the hell? I mean, this is the kind of kid that Obi-Wan Kenobi really should look to and say, you know what, Luke, forget it. You don't need to go with me to Alderaan. Just stay here. You'll be all right. Because really, you're just, wow. I'm really surprised Han Solo didn't like chunk him out of an airlock. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, I know.
So in this description of Luke Skywalker, he is holding the bags. Molly Ringwald's character in Pretty in Pink. He is ducky.
Maybe this is the reason why Lord Vader was very, very, very happy that he didn't know his children survived.
Luke, I am your father.
I mean, can you imagine? Yeah. I mean, can you imagine that Maury episode?
I really wish they would have took that to fucking Maury.
Anakin Skywalker in the case of Leia and Luke Skywalker, 23-year-old Luke and 23-year-old Leia, you are the father. I mean, can you imagine that?
Oh God!
I mean, seriously.
And the whole time, Anakin's calling him Murray.
I mean, you've got Palpatine out in the audience going, "You got your kids. They're not his kids, Murray. Not his children."
You don't know my Force story. You don't know it. You don't know my Force story, Maury.
Obi-Wan Kenobi sitting up on stage going, you know they're your kids. You know this.
They are your kids.
They are your kids. There you are. That would, and Han Solo sitting there going, I married Leia. What was I thinking?
Oh, God. No, if anybody disagrees with us, let us know, because honestly, in that first part, when you first meet Luke Skywalker, you just
really
want to kick him right in the family jewels.
I mean, when I first went and saw Star Wars, first time I ever saw Star Wars A New Hope, I was like, Luke Skywalker is this hero. This is the kid that is just, he's awesome. He's this, and I started watching him when they were on DVD now, Blu-ray, and I'm sitting here watching him, and I'm like 43 years old, and watching him, and go, wow, Luke Skywalker is the kind of guy you just want to punch. You just want to punch him. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know what it is. It's like every time he comes on screen, and then when Phantom Menace came out and you got to meet Anakin, then it was like,
you're like, I understand now.
I liked Anakin. I loved Anakin. I loved little Anakin in Phantom Menace. He was all balls out, gung ho. He was like, I'm gonna get in my pod and I'm gonna race and I'm gonna win and everything's gonna be good. Then Attack of the Clones comes along, and it's like the guy is spoiled rotten, has nothing better to say. He's
in love. He's a stupid bratty teenager. He's a teenager in love.
But yeah. I mean, the thing about it is, it's like he couldn't even get that part right.
No shit. So really quick.
Sorry.
If I were to compare Luke Skywalker's character in A New Hope to any character in television or movie history, and I'm going to go random as fuck on you.
Go for it, man. I'm with it.
In season one and two of the original Saved by the Bell. Before it was, right after it was Good Morning, Miss Bliss, when they're first at the Max, he is not Screech by no means.
No, God, no.
He is the guy who would serve them that did magic.
That's great.
Because if there was a nerdy, dweeby character in any episode, it's that guy. He is the guy from the Max.
Well, that's like saying that. That's kind of like saying Han and Chewie would be the theatrical version of BJ and the Bear. Yeah, because you know you've got Han, you've got in BJ and the Bear, you got BJ who drives a red and white transport truck, and he's got a monkey named Bear. Now you got Han Solo who flies a transport spacecraft, a transport ship, and he's got a Chewie. He's got a Wookiee. I mean, come on.
Also, guys, you can find BJ and the Bear. You can find Chris starring in BJ and the Bear on Pornhub.
That's not the right...
I'm kidding. Hold on a second. I'm just, in the background, I'm seeing Ashley point a spatula at me going, that's not nice.
Richard,
I just see the look.
Richard, I would have never done that version of BJ and the Bear if you hadn't been directing and trying to give me Twinkies. That's all I'm going to say about that.
I don't even know what to say.
I do. You did a shitty directing job. That's what you did.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I'm just standing.
That's
great. Thanks, Mute Ralph. shit.
Okay, so Luke Skywalker is definitely the guy who didn't have any milk money like you.
No, he got all his milk money every day.
And the funny thing about it is, the ironic thing is probably Han Solo that was bullying him. This would be my guess.
I'm just going to call
it. Or Greedo, maybe.
Luke Skywalker was such a poos, he was getting pushed around by poor kids.
Well, his buddy what was his buddy's name?
Luke Skywalker was probably de-pantsed by Neum Nub. I mean, if we're going to pull any characters out.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Man.
Luke Skywalker's best friend in the Star Wars universe was Ackbar.
What?
It was probably General Ackbar.
No, the real guy's name. It wasn't Wedge Antilles. It was
Steve Trevor.
I can't remember. Biggs. It was Biggs. Yeah. I mean, Biggs, he probably looked up to... Here's the way I look at it. Biggs was probably the tough guy, and Luke was the little dog running around going, what are we going to do today, Biggs? What are we going to do today,
Biggs? So what you're telling me is Bucky Barnes and Steve Rogers?
No, dude. You know the big
dog?
No,
I get what you're saying.
You know the big dog?
Bucky Barnes and Steve Rogers before he was transformed into Captain America?
Yeah, basically.
Hail Hydra. You know how that goes.
Hail Hydra. Yeah, we know. Absolutely. Hail Hydra.
Oh my God!
Luke Skywalker, been bullied. Probably saw the bottom of more toilets, or whatever they had on Tatooine than most guys on Earth.
Luke Skywalker seen the bottom of more toilets than Mr. Bubbles.
Yeah, buy a mask just to survive.
All right, really quick, we'll go to our next topic. River City Comic Expo. Nichelle Nichols from Star Trek: The Original Series, the good series, is going to be
the good series. Yeah,
the good series. Not the diluted ones that you've seen on UPN.
Next Generation.
Next Generation.
DS9.
Voyager. What was the other one?
Enterprise.
Enterprise, yes. Star Trek Jupiter. But there was something that happened in the original Star Trek series. It happened in season 3.
Yep.
The interracial kiss.
That was probably one of the most iconic scenes ever. And it probably made people cringe at some point.
I honestly, we were watching Comic Book Man, and Mike Zapsik asked about, did Martin Luther King, because you actually said you were going to ask that question.
Yeah, absolutely.
And now that you saw that, it's like, well, shit.
Listen, I can't do that. Now I'm just, thank you, Mike Zapsik.
What was it like to kiss Brian Johnson?
There you are. I said, but, you know, that episode of Star Trek is probably one of the defining moments of that season.
That's one of those episodes that you can go back on and watch and go, oh my God, this is history. And by the way, I will tell you this though, it is the most awkward looking kiss.
It really is
in the history of cinema.
So it makes you wonder, was that awkwardness there for the fact that it really was an awkward moment?
I don't know the story that well. I've only seen the kiss.
I believe it or not, I own it, and I've been meaning to watch that before we go, and I may actually pull it out tonight and watch it. But the thing about it is the awkwardness of that kiss it really strikes you in wondering if they are either if that acting is really superb or if it's the fact that they both realize that they're getting ready to do something that is just
would you be nervous if you were doing something that's going to translate through not just television world but for the news media at the time
because
that's a big story
that's
something that's going to be broadcasted and talked about for years to come and right, we're talking years.
It broke a lot of rules. To give you an idea of how it was with Star Trek, Gene Roddenberry, after, do you remember the Orion slave girl?
Yes.
The girl who's
yes.
green? Okay.
Yes.
The urban legend, the story behind that, and I'll make this as short as I possibly can. The legend is after they shot the Orion slave girl film, they sent it to the people to have the film developed. Film would come back. The girl would not be green anymore. She was white. They filmed it again, sent it, and the film came back. She was green. She was white instead of green. They did this. They reshot this scene over 25 times because they believed it was the film. They didn't think about the editor and everything. And it finally came down to Gene Roddenberry to find out what the hell was going on. He walked in there and they talked and they said, Gene, you cannot have a green slave girl. Period.
Huh.
And he, and as you know, that footage actually made the show.
Yeah.
And he said, Gene said, you know, they had, I don't know what the conversation really went, but he finally convinced him for the Orion slave girl. But it took over 25 shootings of that, one scene to get that. So the scene with Shatner and Nichelle kissing is probably one of those scenes where it took a hell of a lot of talking for Roddenberry to go, look, this is CBS. Think about it. Here's CBS.
Yeah, and this is CBS in the 1960s, late 60s.
Right.
Maybe early. No, that would have been late 60s.
Late 60s. We're talking, this is at the height of racism.
At the height of the show, which, by the way, seems to be really weird to me that this show ended after that season.
Right. I mean, it's
amazing.
It
still baffles me to this day how that show ended after season 3.
And there were petition after petition after petition after petition. They had...
I think I need to look into this. I don't...
It's Desi. It was Desi. It was...
don't tell me it was this Desi Arnaz's deal.
It was Desi Arnaz's television thing. It was Desi...
Production company?
Something like that, yeah. And because the Desi logo is there. Then Paramount, and then, of course, you've got, you know... But anyway,
I guess I need to look into why the show ended because I still to this day don't understand it.
I've heard several things. I've actually heard ratings. I've heard
because at the time, and honestly, it's 1969, 68 or 69.
No, it didn't go into it was still all early 60s. It was
67 is when it started because this is the 50th or 66 when it started because this is the 50th anniversary.
Okay, that's all right. So it would have been 68 or 69. Right,
67, 69. It'd be 68 or 69 when season 3 happens because there's a lot of episodes.
There
of that
is.
Show.
So it's kind of like you can look at it from the point of view that it lost its luster. That the ratings went down.
I mean, that show sometimes, and honestly, even at that time when it was still new and fresh with everybody, that show's still hard to watch at times.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
And it's mostly, and think about it this way, and I think Comic Book Men described it best, and I know we're talking about Kevin Smith the ass, and it probably makes me sound like a fanboy, and I am. But they said it best. It's like Star Trek happened because it was more philosophical, and it was all this talking, and it was all this. And that's how Star Wars became the just the complete opposite of that.
Exactly.
Because you don't get that from the Star Wars universe. And then, that's what Star Trek gave you. It was more talking. It was dialogue. It was more about
finding peaceful solutions to the everyday violent ideas. And and the one thing that's really killer is you've got William Shatner, you've got this gung-ho captain James T. Kirk. Who was shoot first, ask questions later. He really was, and he was kind of a whore because
I think in his real life he was a man whore as well.
I'm not surprised. It wouldn't surprise me one bit. This is something we can ask Nichelle. But
My god!
But Nichelle Nichols, let's talk about her for a minute. Nichelle Nichols, is such a unique actress, and she was such a she has a beautiful voice, and she can sing. She is multi-talented in so many different areas. And
she was going to leave the show to work on her singing career.
Exactly.
And then the Martin Luther King happened, where he said to keep doing the show, you were representing us. And it's an amazing moment
right.
to think about.
I mean, and that was probably the most I can't speak for Nichelle, and I won't, but I can't imagine that at that one juncture in her life, that could not have been a more defining moment for her.
No joke.
Something that – I mean, this is Martin Luther. We're talking about Dr. Martin Luther King. We're talking about a man who is embracing.
Who stood for equality at a time that was very difficult to stand for equality.
And he wasn't just embracing the black. He was embracing the whole world.
Because, I mean,
world.
He
wanted everyone.
And that was such an amazing. It was such a powerful scene.
Absolutely.
But I will say this. The kiss is awkward, but it could be because of Shatner, because I'm going to assume Shatner can't kiss. But
well, you never know. This is one reason why I'm going to probably ask Nichelle that, too.
Is William Shatner a great kisser? Not because I really just want to know how it was kissing him.
I just want to kiss him.
Yeah, because it's like, I want to kiss him, too. Can you make that happen, Nichelle? I know he's 90, but I need a daddy, so
that's not even right, man. That's not even right. But, you know, I mean, like I said, a defining moment in her career, and you can't take that away from her. And in some ways, that makes Nichelle kind of this
she's on a pedestal.
On a pedestal.
Out of all the characters from that show, and I love George Takei, and I love Shatner for other reasons, not Star Trek
Leonard
reasons,
Nimoy
but
DeForest Kelly, and all of them. They're all iconic. These people will never be forgotten.
But I think Nichelle Nichols almost comes up a little higher than everyone else because she had to go through so much at the time when the show was going on.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's amazing to me, you know, and I've seen memes on the internet with her sitting at her comm station, and memes like, yo, first black woman in space and still answers the phone like a receptionist, stuff like that. And I'm thinking it is kind of funny. But the thing about it is what nobody understands is, yes, she's the communications officer. Well, the communications officer on a vessel is one of the most important people in the world.
I never thought about looking at Star Trek as the office.
I mean, think about this for a minute. She is a communications officer. She is one that delivers the communications from Federation captains. Look, we've got problems. Starfleet, without Nichelle Nichols, without Uhura, without Lieutenant Uhura, we wouldn't have that deal. So, yes, I mean, there's a lot to be said about how she was, you know.
Well, guys, we're going to wrap it up after that. Are you cool with that?
I'm really good.
Anything you're excited about for tomorrow?
I'm very excited.
Besides meeting Nichelle Nichols.
I'm excited just to go to a con. This is my first con of the year in 2016, and I'm looking forward to it. I don't care who's there. I am ecstatic not only to meet Nichelle, but I am so excited to meet the Buck Rogers crew. I don't care. I am a Buck Rogers fan. I want to meet Gil Gerard. I want to say, wow. I love that guy.
If there's one thing, and I've said it, I think, a dozen times about this convention, if there's one thing that you want to see in Little Rock, if you're going to go to this convention, if you're going to go to River City Comic Expo, there is one thing Little Rock does better than almost any other town in the country, and that is cosplay. When I tell you that, you're going to see it this week. Because last year, we were only there for one day. I think we ended up with like 100 photos, which is just unreal at the time for just one day. Little Rock brings it. So you need to check out all the cosplay photos going up. If you're there, check out everything. River City Comic Expo at the State House Convention Center, July 11th and 12th, Saturday and Sunday this weekend. We are going to cover it. It's going to be an amazing event. Check it out. Definitely $10 at the door for one day pass, $15 for two.
And one more thing.
Yes.
I'm going to shout out one more time. Guys, if you're into watches and things like that, do stop by the Odd Duck Incorporated. These guys are really – these girls.
Payroll.
These girls are amazing. The watches they create, the bags they create. And not only that, they're just generally nice people to deal with. They'll take orders sometimes. I mean, they're good people. Odd Duck Incorporated. Stop by, say hi.
Visit them on Facebook as well. Facebook.com/OddDuckStudios, I think.
Yep.
But I'm not 100% sure on that. Also, we are going to be in Paragould in July at the Friendly Neighborhood Comic Expo. We'll talk more about that next week and the weeks coming up because, well, we're doing This Is Our River City show. Yeah. Also, we're going to have more podcasts coming. We have another announcement. Me and Dipshit here.
Oh, yeah. Call me that. Yeah, insult me.
Me and Dick Trickle are going to go to Baltimore as well.
Baltimore.
Yeah, because if – let's just – we're technically only going for crab cakes and Cecil B. Demented references for the whole week.
Do you know what song we're going to be playing to Baltimore, right?
From fucking Hairspray?
Nope.
You forgot all about Hairspray, didn't you?
We're going to play Tarzan Boy from Baltimore. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Good Morning Baltimore from Hairspray.
Yep.
And all the Cecil B. Demented references I can make. Baltimore, Maryland is the new face of movie capital. That is why we chose Baltimore for Gump, Forrest Gump 2, Gump Again.
Gump Again.
If you've never seen Cecil B. DeMented, by the way, John Waters' best film. I'm calling it now. I love that guy. Yep. Oh, God, speaking of Baltimore. Oh, God, John Waters might be there. That hit me.
Is Baltimore his hometown?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Every movie he has is set in Baltimore.
I did.
Every single movie John Waters, except maybe Crybaby, is set in Baltimore.
John Waters is the man.
I love me some John Waters. We're going to be going to Baltimore, Maryland in September. Holy crap. Crab cakes.
That's going to be a lot of
fun. And then Memphis Comic Expo in October. There's going to be more stuff coming up on the website. Some new feature articles. Sharon meets pop culture again. That's fucking hilarious. We're going to do the fan theories. Out of this world fan theories. I haven't come up with a title name yet. Holy hell, I'm getting hitched, which starts this month. I'm going to talk about all the stuff going on with my wedding and how freaking out I am on the inside, but I'm never going to show it on the outside. Yay.
Bullshit.
Yeah, bullshit. We'll probably do a show the day of the wedding.
yeah,
live from the reception. It's the most random show. Hold on a second.
The dirty look you're getting now.
Oh,
is not
no.
Funny.
Yeah, the dirty look I'm getting can either melt ice or kill a puppy. I know.
Probably both at this moment. Yes.
I feel like my head's going to explode like in Skaters. So we've got all that. Don't forget to visit.
Wait. You haven't told her we're doing a show in the wedding?
Oh, no, no, no.
You haven't told her that?
No.
Ooh, sucks to be her.
I do. I do, too. Now, the most random show.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Live from the pulpit. It's the most random wedding on the internet. Oh, God. Oh. I just got the death glare again. Yeah. Just started.
And what couch will you be sleeping on then?
Join us. Don't forget to visit shop.spreadshirt.com/TheBuzzkillMagazine, zazzle.com/CravingHumor, and patreon.com/TVKMag. Would you like to add anything at the end of the show? I am beat, and the show is worth it.
The only thing I'm going to say is we hope to see you
at the River City Comic Con
tomorrow.
I think we're going to be the people with the squirrel cookies again.
Yep.
Mostly squirrel cookies? Or we got squirrel candy at least.
Squirrel,
right?
Cookies and squirrel candy.
Limited number of squirrel cookies. How much candy do we have?
More, but not a lot.
We're going to have some cookies and some candy. I think this year we're so beat from Dallas still. We didn't expect this to happen. But we are going to still bring cookies.
It's if I don't eat them all.
We're bringing cookies.
Nutsy the squirrel will be with us as well.
I hope to God someone is cosplaying as Cookie Monster when we get there.
Oh my God, do you know how awesome that would be?
Make it all the cookies.
Nah. Cookie.
Me one cookie. So for Chris Knight.
Goodbye and good night.
That's how you do an exit, by the way.
What?
Oh, you were here. You haven't listened to the show yet. So I do this for, you know, so-and-so during the Charlie's Angels episode.
Right.
I figure that's what that's going to fucking be called forever now. During the Charlie's Angel episode, I'm like, all right, so this is where you say your goodnights because I've got, you know, I've got to lead the troops like I'm fucking Napoleon or some shit, and it's wonderful. And I'm like, so this is where you say goodnight for Sharon, and it's just like, goodbye. And I'm like, really, that's it? That's all you're going to say? And they all did that. Like, no one actually talked to them. It's just like, we're out.
Yeah.
Peace.
And I am out of here.
See, that's what I was waiting for. It was like something awesome. And they're like, bye.
Well, it's remember how I ended the show. Except when we first started, it was like, yeah, bye. I mean, it wasn't even that. It's like, you know, what do you say?
Toodles.
Toodles.
Oh, my God. we just found a mask tool. guys, we were running on very little sleep, but I think you can tell that on this episode. How does the Mouskatool song go? I'll figure that out for our next episode.
Wow.
So we will see you tomorrow for River City Comic Expo all weekend long, Saturday and Sunday. State House Convention Center, Saturday night, by the way, the after party at Gasano's. They are doing lip syncs, which I am totally going to get my shit involved with. We will see you there. All five of us will be there tomorrow. Charlie's Angels, Chris Knight, and myself. Which, by the way, I've got to get a picture of them in the Charlie's Angels pose.
I agree.
So we will see you guys tomorrow for River City Comic Expo. Guys, we will see you next time on the Buzzkill Live. Torgo, you know what to do. You know to take us home tonight.
You cannot stay. The master would not approve.